Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the holiday season and having more fun than should be legal around here in regard to the holiday season. I have had crab cake after crab cake. We've thrown a holiday party. I've seen Geddy Lee twice. It's been good times around here, and the Ravens are making things happen at 12-3 as well. We're going to be giving away Ravens scratch-offs in the Maryland Lottery at our next Crab Cake Tour stop, and I'm delighted to tell you that we're going to be doing something a little outside the box, a little something different. These really do smell like gingerbread, these O Snap things here. The peppermint, not so much. We're going to be going into a place that's more odoriferous, I promise you. Next Friday, we are doing our first ever Crab Cake Tour stop with our friends at Foreign Daughter. We're going to be with the Curio folks out on York Road, just south of Timonium. Stop by. I'll be there from like 2 until 5. There's a rumor that Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Gina Shock's going to be rolling by as well. I will have Raven scratch-offs. There will be a crab cake involved. I'm doing a little mystery thing involved in that. Also brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. 0% financing, and you might want to do what I'm doing, which is inquire about doors, which is because I got the windows last year. Now it's time for the doors. Home ownership, it's never ending. And our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare, of course, putting oil in our engine and doing a whole lot more as well. Next Friday, the 15th, celebrating the holidays. And it's a different kind of holiday when we're over at the former Curio Wellness, now rebranded as Foreign Daughter. I have the fun little bag here. I picked up some terpene-infused chews. My wife's got questions about sleep stuff. We have all sorts of questions. But more than that, this is the first holiday where literally, if you're an adult in this state, you can gift cannabis-related products of any kind. Not gag gifts at Spencer's. Not the things we've been dealing with the last 48 years or 50 years. Wendy Bronfine is here. She is the chief brand officer. I've given you a new nickname. Your Delta Tau Chi name. You're our chief cannabis officer here at WNST. I figured you would. She's gifted me the I'm a Blunt Person shirt. How are you? What's going on? It's holiday season. This is You know, I do a lot with lottery, and I talk about mobile sports wagering, and everything in that space is completely new, right? Mobile wagering. I had Amy on from Hollywood Casino. We did the show up there. Had a delicious crab cake last week as well. Your industry, I mean, we're in a new world here. Bill Cole asked me what I was grateful for at State Fair, and I mentioned all sorts of stuff this year. Just, we're more free than we've ever been, and I think you are evidence when we drive by. And I think we're on to things, and we kid and we joke and stuff, but this really is it's all new to so many people, and I have fun 20, 30 minutes a week with you, and we're going to get together next week. But this is serious business, and I've toured, and more than that, there's so much that's new that we have to talk about it once a week.
Oh yeah. Hi again.
How are you?
I'm good. It's very exciting. So yeah, tis the season, and this season you can actually gift cannabis, stocking stuffers, presents. We have a whole can of gift guide. So if you go to our website, curiowellness.com/canna gift guide 2023, for the busy mom, for the baby boomer, for the gamer, the social butterfly, lots of different product recommendations, the wellness guru, all, you know, anything you could want, how to figure out what cannabis to give which person in your life. It's a pretty exciting time.
Well, I mean, there's so much I guess we can unpack with all of this, but in regard to gifting and in regard to how much is too much and in regard to being a gateway and in regard to really the medicinal interest that anybody would have, that they're taking this, especially once you get to be an adult, that aches and pains and bums and different things. I think the educational part of this and where we begin is how much is too much. And when you're putting a 5 as opposed to a 25 milligram gummy, that we would say to slow your roll, know your limit, all the same thing I talk about with sports wagering, certainly in your space, we want people to do this responsibly. And it is all kind of new in so many ways.
Yeah. The line is always start low, go slow, right? So absolutely, you can. Whether you're buying something at a low dose, when you mentioned gummies, if you're buying a product like that, buying it a low dose, if you're buying a product that is even as much as 10 milligrams, which is the cap on the side of adult use, cut it in half, cut it in quarters, right? To eat a portion of it, wait a good hour, make sure that you fully metabolize that and you're getting all the effects before before you take any more.
And what you
But
eat
you really
matters,
want
right? It's like taking an Advil where like it involves fat though, correct? With breakdown, I've always, that's what I've believed. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're correct. So, THC is fat soluble, so it the amount of fat in your system impacts the intensity of
I
whatever
don't
you're
have any problem
taking.
eating fat during holidays.
Right.
I was
So
over at Coco's, they're
definitely.
giving me eggnog, and I'm like, oh, here we go. It's a cookies. It's all starting, right?
So like back, even now, but when we were only medical, when patients would talk about like, I don't think this was the right dose, the first thing we would say is eat it with a scoop of peanut butter, right? So the fat could potentiate the effects of the THC and see if that was more of what you needed before you just say take two, right?
It's
So
different
please
than
be
take this on an
conscious.
empty stomach or take this with a glass of water. It's a different
Right, right.
product, right?
Yeah. Yeah, taking on an empty stomach is going to align better in some ways with that low go slow, or at least not a fat late. So it's like if you've just eaten like two slices of pepperoni pizza and then you go have some cannabis, you're going to have a more heightened effect than you would had you just had a light salad.
That's really hard for, to there are very few things in life you'd say that about, right? I mean, that, and especially if you've been taking, and your family was in the pharmaceutical business for a long time. I mean, if you're taking a regular, you would want to drink a lot of water, eat a lot of, you would want to metabolize it differently, correct?
I mean, yeah, that normally you'd have like something in your system, like a base, you're saying.
Yeah,
Yeah. I
sure.
mean, look, water's always good. You should always have water. If you ever take too much, you should, sit down, relax, and just drink water. The other thing to do if you've ever had too much is to take just CBD. So CBD will counteract the effects of THC. So that could help to bring the psychoactivity down quicker if you've consumed too much. But
Wendy
otherwise,
Brown,
just
I'm sorry. Wendy
no,
Brown
say
Fine's
otherwise,
here. She
relax in water.
well, I mean, you are giving us, cautionary tales here as much as we can giggle about it being a gift, because I don't think I've ever thought much about that in over the course of my time on the planet. But this is the first year that that's possible. We're going to be doing the show at your place next week. I want to get into tinctures, and my wife had a question about sleep aids, so we'll do that a little bit. For anybody in my audience that's never been into a dispensary, old school head shops, this, that think that they've seen something on TV or they've seen something on YouTube or whatever, for first time people that have never experienced anything and they come into your place to get educated on stuff, I think the first thing that I would notice about your place that's so much different, I'm just saying Foreign Daughter specifically, is that it was always a wellness place. It was a bricks and mortar facility where it is and where it's located. People have driven by it 1,000 times on the way to Timonium or whatever, but it was always a place you could get vitamins, you could get holistic stuff, you could get a massage. I mean, you were sort of in front of this, where a lot of places that pop up with a green leaf or a cross, things that would say we're a cannabis dispensary. Your place was different from the beginning, and I did events at your place 3, 4, 5 years ago, giving away towels at a Ravens event, where it was always designed a little differently than maybe a modern dispensary would be.
Yes. And years ago, when we came up with this concept, particularly given that it was a medical program, we were really thinking about people who were using this therapeutically, who might like other products and services that were complementary to, an alternative approach to health and wellness, but also to the idea that there was just this resource to the greater community, right? So when you step into the store, what you're referring to in our front of house is just a general retail area, right? So we have some skincare products and candles and creams and cannabis paraphernalia and CBD products. And so it's just sort of an interesting retail space, a lovely gift-giving area this time of year.
Especially if you're a
But
blonde
really,
person. Yeah, this
yeah.
I got this shirt from Wendy, just so you know. This
Or
is
mine. You can get mine there too.
right on, a little Maryland flag. I like that.
But yeah, so anything that is non-cannabis up in front, totally regular retail. And then around the back, we've got our spa area where we have estheticians and acupuncturists, and then the donut as I call it in the middle, that munchkin is the dispensary. And so what was only available to medical patients is now available to adults over 21. It is a really big menu when you go to a dispensary, and it can be overwhelming if you don't know. We offer a consultation in two different ways. We do have a clinical director, a pharmacist, Dr. Nina, on staff, and time can be booked with her for a free consultation. You can meet privately and she can help guide you. As well, if you just come in and you get called back into the dispensary, one of our team members will work with you to take you through the different types of products, to understand your needs, and to place the right product with you as an individual.
So sometimes, by the way, Wendy Braunfein is here. She's the chief brand officer for Curio Wellness and our partners at Foreign Daughter, sponsoring our 25th anniversary as well as we're counting down things, getting up on Super Bowl. I got some wild thoughts for Radio Row week, so especially as the Ravens get closer and closer. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. And if you're in the neighborhood on Friday the 15th, I'll be there. I don't know if I'll have a Santa hat on or not. Maybe it's a Grinch hat. I'm not sure. Wendy's actually going to be coming back, and we're going to be trading some rock and roll stories with Gina Schock from Hall of Famer from the Go-Go's will be with us. I'm going to have a crab cake. So stop by if you're there, 2 to 5. If you are a Curio a patient, someone that's maybe been into the wellness spa or been there at any point, just in the Timonium area, we'll be there from 2 until 5. I am going to be doing some radio and some education, some elbow bumping, but we're going to have a laugh and be doing stocking stuffers and other things as well as some education next Friday as well. And I want to talk to some folks on Wendy's crew. If you have a strain that you like, and I think for anybody that's a medical patient or you've been up, hit the search bar and you're like, I wonder if said dispensary has this, or wonder what, to your point, every week, and you make a case about this, that you always want to have everything available. No one goes to the beer store because they're out of that beer, or they're out of that liquor, or they're out of this soap, or they're out of that. But the strains, especially in the early going, have been very difficult for anyone that grows it to keep it 12 months a year. And sometimes you see a strain and say, well, we have that available in this vape thing or this tincture thing or this wax thing. And I'm like, I don't even know what that is. And I haven't Googled or YouTube this. I am literally coming in as ignorant as anybody can be. I know you find that hard to believe, Wendy. But in regard to tincture, I don't even know how to pronounce it. So I see it on the drop down and I'm thinking, I'm going to ask Wendy about that. That's why I do this cannabis education thing that we do here. So bring it on for me. Tell me what I need to know without Googling that.
Okay. So a tincture is a liquid in a small dropper bottle. So you, in terms of dosing it, you fill your dropper bottle and then you release the liquid under your tongue. So the reason that it's popular is because it's a sublingual form of dosing. And that means that it absorbs inside your mouth, which is faster than digesting something.
Your bloodstream, literally.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. So we make a product under our GI line. We make a product called Soothe that's for nausea. We actually developed the product with the Greenbaum Cancer Center, focused on cancer-related nausea. So, right, people are getting have cancer, getting treatment.
My wife had patches, right, that were like $300 a piece. And the girl in the next room fighting for her life, we don't even know if she lived or not. She had 4 kids, no money, beautiful family, beautiful people. And like she had nausea that was disturbing for me to talk about 10 years later, that like, and didn't have the insurance to get the right patches, like literally. And like, we're sliding these patches to this world because my wife was feeling good. She wasn't nauseous anymore and had left over $300. I mean, this is a serious thing when you have a plant that can solve these issues, you know, which is why we talk about this, you know. I didn't even think about that. I ask you this question and you're talking about, I didn't know we were going in this direction. That's amazing.
Yeah, so the Soothe product is in vape and it's in tincture because both of them have fast onset through inhalation or the sublingual absorption in your mouth. And so that's often why you'll see tinctures as an available resource. Now, I think that some people, because when using cannabis socially, don't really think about a tincture, but they're very versatile, right? Aside from using it in your mouth, you can obviously add it to drinks, like if you wanted to put it in your tea or something like that, if that was more palatable to you. But it's a pretty traditional way. I feel like for as long as cannabis has been in around legal markets, the tincture has been around it, and a very herbal way to, or a very common way to have herbal medicines.
In regard to like a tea or something like that, correct?
Yeah. Because you can,
That's the way it
you
would be
know.
assimilated into your system, as opposed to here, take a pill, put a drop in. And I'm thinking even like eyedropper, you know, I'm thinking about things like when I was a baby, right? They would use that sort
Yes.
of, it was an oral medication for
Exactly.
tuberculosis when I was a kid, I think, as I remember it.
Yeah, so that yeah, it's just that simple dropper method. That's all it is. Typically, it would be a child-resistant top, right, for that protect level of protection. But and the droppers themselves have calibrated for dosing, so you have that clarity of what is the dose and how many doses are in the bottle. And there's a decent amount of tinctures in the market.
I learned stuff around here. Wendy Bronfine is here. She is with Curio Wellness and it has given me an incredible tour, an incredible education about all this. I do have people that like literally come up to me and ask me about things now because they think I know a lot. I'm like, I don't know a lot. I just know what she told me. And I know the research that we've been doing literally over the last decade since my wife had cancer and since cannabis came online and became something that we can all benefit from in some way. And the sleep part of this, I want to ask you about that because my wife literally today, and she's been having trouble sleeping since she came back from Europe in several different ways. And I think it's weird that this darkness thing sets on. It's made me sleep 14 hours a day, and I'm not a sleeper. But for people who have trouble sleeping, and I know a dozen of them in my life that consider themselves insomniacs and they walk the earth in their 50s and feel that way. You've got just an interesting product because you have interesting scientists and doctors and different people that have worked on the research that you have a product that I know you're real proud of. And my wife knew a little bit about it, but I want you to tell me about it so I can tell her about it.
So the product is called Good Night. I have this is the box here that you can buy if you are a medical patient because it's a higher volume of pills in the bottle, but you can buy it in a 10
That's
count
a
for
pill.
adult
That's not a
use.
gummy, correct? That's
It's a pill. Yeah.
okay.
So the Good Night line itself has three different products in it. It has a vape for sleep, it has a gummy for sleep, and it has a pill, but the pill is really the breakthrough product. So the pill is a 5 milligrams of CBN, which is a minor cannabinoid that has been shown to provide sedating properties, and then 10 milligrams of THC. But this product was developed with our scientific board. And in back when we were a medical program is when we developed it, and we trialed it with a group of Maryland patients and worked with an outside research group to validate the product. So people acquire the medicine from our dispensary. They were guided under the separate research group on how the study was conducted. They had an objective tool that was sat on their bedside to measure their sleep. And then once the study was complete, the data was reported back to us, which validated that what we had created worked. And the idea was to help people both fall and stay asleep. So we spoke with a lot of patients and we heard all about their sleep product problems. Some were falling asleep, some were staying asleep, some were both. I think a lot of people make massive investment in their sleep hygiene and all that. They try and do all the right things, get the room dark, turn off the TV, keep the animals out, wind it down earlier, but people just like have trouble sleeping. So and those who were taking things, whether they were over-the-counter prescription, also were like, I don't like the side effects, I don't like being dependent on this, all this
I mean, I
stuff.
knew
But they
people on Ambien and they were like zombies. It was
yeah.
crazy, you know, taking narcotics, literally, right?
So the idea here was how can you have something that can help you fall asleep, help you stay asleep, try and avoid having any of that next day grogginess. But more than anything, like actually, like if you think about yourself as like your cell phone, right? Your battery drains, you plug it in, you wake up in the morning, it's at full blast, right? So it's not just that you sleep, it's that the sleep is restorative and useful. So part of what we saw in the study were other data points outside of how much someone slept, like they were napping less during the week, that they self define themselves as being more well rested, right? So there were ways that they actually felt different that wasn't just in the metrics that were monitoring how their sleep was. So this product has a pulse system in it. That's part of how it works. So it's a small tablet you swallow. You take it 30 minutes before bed. It pulses the first time immediately to help you fall asleep, and it pulses 3 hours later to help you stay asleep. And that system that we've created has earned us 2 U.S. patents on this product. As far as we know, it's the only patented cannabis sleep aid in the country. So we're very excited and very proud of what we've done here.
Well,
And
that's
really,
amazing because all my life, for 40 years, I've heard take a Somnex, you know, with a Lawrence
it
Welk. You know what I mean? So I mean, my whole life, there's been somebody pimping something that's been like a sleep aid that just has nasty side effects in a lot of different ways. And this is just a different kind of thing. It is very breakthrough, right? I mean, you say you're the first one to patent this and have it work. This is something that is working every day, and people are coming back and saying this has become something great that they didn't have in their life 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Yes, and we were talking earlier about the, start low, go slow. So the tablet itself is scored. There's a small line on the back, so you can break it in half. That would then take you down from a 15 milligram total cannabinoid in the pill to 7.5. But the pulse system does not break, right? So you still get that same technique, whether you're taking the whole pill together or individual pieces of the pill.
All right.
And so we often tell people, it's a pro particularly with the adult use, it comes in a 10 pack. Like, take a whole week and go through that process. Like, take the pill nightly and see how it starts to impact your sleep. Don't try it as a one-off. Like, really kind of invest in improving your sleep.
Wendy Bronfine is here. She's smart. She knows things, especially about cannabis. She's our chief cannabis officer now, but certainly the chief brand officer for all things at Curio Wellness and Far and Dotter, where we're going to be camping out and doing our Maryland Crab Cake tour with our friends at the Maryland Lottery Window Nation, as well as Jiffy Lube MultiCare. We're going to be at the Far and Dotter on York Road, just south of Timonium. You pass by, we'll be there from 2 until 5 on Friday. And just talking about things. I'll be just doing the podcast. The Ravens will be heading to Jacksonville next week as well. And by the way, you and I did this whole rock and roll thing last week about your relationship with CFG Bank and Bill Wiedel and friends, mutual friends we have. The Kiss concert came and went, and I must say, I missed it. I didn't. I was just tired. I had done crab cake tours at Coco's, and I'd been at the BMA, and I'd been busy all week. On my timeline, it looked everyone had the greatest time, and I know you had some people close to you who also went down and saw Gene and Paul do it for the last time.
Yeah, so my husband and my brother-in-law ended up going, and I was asleep. My husband got home, but when he showed me his like 200 photo album the next morning, it was incredible. I mean, I feel like I've seen a lot of rock, classic rock acts in my
You
life.
never saw Kiss.
I never saw Kiss, but I also was I'm not
You're
gonna lie, I kind
sponsoring. You could have gone last week. Why didn't you go? What
because
made you
here.
not go? You thought it was going to suck.
I didn't think it was going to suck. I just thought, oh gosh, this is going to be one of those times where you go see rockers who are older. Their clothes are a little too tight. Their hair is a little too dyed. Is it going to be awkward that these like grandfathers are wearing makeup, all this
There's a
stuff?
lot
I
of
had
people that
all.
regret seeing Willie Mays play as a Met at the end. I understand, the end. I've seen a couple rock stars. I'm like, okay, I've had
Right.
enough of that. But the lip syncing thing saves them all now, right? And the backing tracks. So even when it's not great, it still can be good, I think.
Well, I was so wrong, okay? Because I watched videos, I looked at photos. The product, okay, here's the thing. I know that this is not special to CFG Bank Arena, but I'm just going to give them this credit. The production value at a series of shows that I've seen there or seen photos of have been incredible. And this show was like, I mean, they were coming down from platforms, the drum kit was going up, Stanley's flying out, Gene's on like a
Breathing
cheer
fire,
singer
spitting
cocktail.
blood, the whole
Yeah.
deal.
The
Yeah.
pyro My husband was like, it was so hot from the pyrotechnics. Like, it was, there were these like inflatable thing. I mean, it was crazy. It was
It's got
awesome. It
everything
was
boys
amazing.
like when they're 8. Loud,
Yes.
boom, boom, you know.
And knowing that it was ending, right? Like, there were two more shows in New York
I
City and
know.
it was over. Now, obviously,
That's the
there's so
part
many
that I
rockers
regret. I
who
do
say,
regret not going. When I'm sorry, I mean, like I do regret. I'll say it out loud. I don't have a lot of regrets. I should have gone. I was just tired. I mean, that's part of being
yeah.
old, I think,
Yeah, but you have seen them. So that's the difference. I will now close that chapter having not seen them,
Well, I
but I'll
told the
live
story last
vicariously.
week. Did you listen to the Paul Stanley interview that I did with him? It's up at Baltimore
No.
Positive. So
Okay, I'll listen.
back, I was the music critic. I think I told you this, but I
Yeah,
sat
yeah,
with
yeah.
Paul, and Paul invited me to dinner. And I've been thinking about this, like, for a week and a half. And I said to my wife, I'm like, people would ask me all the time, who are the really nice rock stars? Who are the jerks? You know? And I would always give them like a couple of stock answers of really memorable, nice people. Like the guys in ZZ Top were like unbelievably nice to me. But I could give you a lot of that. I was a music critic and they were there to sort of impress me and be nice to me for the most part. But there were other people that weren't. I mean, Whitney Houston, God rest, you know, like there were some people that weren't very nice to me. George Thorogood, different people. But I've never thought to say, man, Paul Stanley was really cool to me. You know what I mean? Like super beyond nobody else said, meet me at the hotel. Come on up. We'll sit. You want dinner? Sit down. We'll talk. I got all the time you need. Groupies banging on the door. Make them go away. Like, that's literally what my night with Paul Stanley was like. And I don't think I've ever told that story on the radio in 30 years because I don't know. Like, Kiss didn't come through town and I never had a chance to tell it. So when I unearthed this lost interview last week and Greg Landry took this interview where I sounded like this and he made it sound normal and I put it on the air and it's normal. It was like digging up a treasure. And I started talking to my wife about it. And she's like, you should have gone to the show. Paul was so nice to you. How could you not go to the show? So now my wife turned into me being the jerk to Paul. And I'm thinking, maybe somewhere, now that Paul's retired, maybe I can get him back on the show and I can ask him why
Yeah.
they were so great. But your husband loved it. Great time.
I mean, said like, I'm so happy I did that. It was great. Yeah,
All
it was
right,
like the
listen,
first
you're
thing
going
he
to
told me in the
bring me a
morning.
U2 at the Sphere review. It's going to be fresh. I have a prediction. When you and I see each other next Friday, when I'm doing the crab cake tour at Foreign Daughter, first thing I'm going to give you a crab a lottery scratch off. So you pick anyone you want. These don't smell, but these are the sniffers. These are the ginger. They smell nice. They
Okay.
smell like coffee, like chai tea. I want a good review from you, and you're going to be bouncing off your when you see me the next. You can make. I can't believe that how unbelievable. Because the Sphere thing's like a different, it's a
Yeah.
different dimension of seeing a concert. It's going to be unlike anything you. What's the greatest concert you've seen right now?
Oh God, that's a hard one.
Me
I feel like
one.
it's easier to say the goofy ones than the good ones.
What's the night you left the arena and you thought, oh my God, that was the greatest place in the world to be? I've had 100 of those. So I do have a hard time picking one or two, but like whatever that is, this U2 experience is going to be, it's going to rival that, whatever it is.
Well, I will say I saw that the 50th anniversary of hip hop, like that literal day, was the show at CFG with LL Cool J and a suite of a ton of other people. It was awesome. It was really incredible.
They
The Roots
opened the
played
hip hop
the in
museum down in DC that week.
Oh, they did?
Yeah,
This
there's.
the Roots played the entire concert. They were incredible. DJ Jazzy Jeff was phenomenal. I mean, it was awesome. It was so much fun. That was recently here. On the flip side, my first concert ever was in that arena as well, and it was the Monkees in 1985.
You saw the monkeys there. I saw Sean Cassidy there. I don't even count it. I tell people Styx was the first concert, but it was Sean Cassidy. The tickets, I'll never forget the Sean Cassidy tickets when I went to buy them at the box office. They were sprinkled with glitter. It was 1977, 78. Wendy Bronfine is here. We've loved concerts and music all our life. We'll get together next week and discuss that with my favorite Hall of Famer, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Gina Shock is going to be joining us. We'll be a Foreign Daughter from 2 until 5 next Friday. You can now gift cannabis. You guys have a vape sweepstakes as well going on. I'm going to give you a minute to talk about that.
Oh yes. So a lot of our vape flavors have delicious dessert type names. So we corralled them for this holiday season and they have special stickers on them. It's called the Treat Yourself Campaign. If you purchase one of these vapes, you scan the QR code on the back and you can enter to win $500. We'll be giving away four prizes. Those vapes are out in the market. Go and get them. You can look for this sort of branding to find them. The Treat
Treat
Yourself.
yourself sweepstakes. I see that.
Yep. And then the packet, the little vape looks like that with the sticker on there. So, oh, I
I
am
like
not
the
a
little
fan of
vape thing because it
lightweight.
looks like a microphone in a radio studio. I get confused sometimes. It looks
That's
a little
true.
bit like that. You know, I was in your store earlier and the fella that is, gave me service, he's like, here, just if you want to figure out what the strain does or what this is going to do to you, just get your phone out and QR code it. Everything you have has a QR code on it, and you can get
Yeah.
like further education. Like, We're in a new world. I mean, it's almost like cannabis is legal and adult use is. It's we're in a different
It's
place here.
here.
It's here. It's all here. Yes, I am a blunt person. You'll find out how blunt we can be around here when I get together with Tom Kelso. We're going to talk some Maryland Stadium Authority. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff leading up to these Ravens games. We have no lease on the baseball team, and we're going to have some Ravens scratch offs left. We have some oh snap scratch offs to give away. Come on out and see us on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation and Jiffy Lube MultiCare. On the 15th, we'll be at Far and Daughter on Timonium Road and, or excuse me, at York Road at Timonium, just south of Timonium. And then on, we're going to be at Wise Markets and Honey Go next week after Christmas. I'm still trying to put together the exact date because it is Christmas week and I want to do a holiday celebration. And we are going to be at Fadley's on the 27th of December doing post-Christmas and pre-New Year's Eve crab cake eating. Wendy, I'll see you next Friday. Enjoy yourself out there in Vegas. And, you know, tell your husband the kiss thing's one thing, this U2 thing, it's just going to blow your mind. That's all I can say.
Nice.
You don't
I'm
even need
excited.
3D glasses. You don't even. Wendy Bronfine is the Chief Brand Officer for all things at Curio Wellness and at Foreign Daughter. Anybody can find me, Ness at BaltimorePositive.com. I am a very available individual getting in and out this crab cake tour. We've had such great conversations. Dan Rodericks is doing a show at the BMA. Check that out. Odette Ramos, Councilwoman from the 14th District. We had a vegan crab cake with John Shields, who strangely enough, I'm related to. I did not know that at Gertrude's. We found out we were related last week, which is lovely. So now I have like a crab cake chef in the family. It's awesome. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.